So previously on Happy News, we mentioned the Inspiration 4, which is a private multi-day sightseeing and research trip into low Earth orbit that was purchased by Jarrett Isaacman, CEO of the payment processing company Shift for Payments. The whole project is designed to be a massive fundraiser for St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Now, a selection process for one of the four seats on the Dragon spacecraft was announced during the recent Super Bowl, and now that seat has been allocated. So it's a follow-up story. It's been allocated to Haley Archenu. Now, Haley battled with bone cancer when she was 10 years old and grew up to be a physician assistant in child oncology at St. Jude's Children's Hospital, the same facility where she was treated. Now, she will be the youngest person to be launched into space at 29 years of age later this year. She was selected by the St. Jude staff from hundreds of other employees to represent the famous hospital on the first ever all-civilian space flight to be piloted by Jarrett Isaacman. And the mission will be trained and overseen by SpaceX. The other two seats in the Dragon capsule haven't been assigned yet, but one will go to a sweepstake contestant who's donated a certain amount to St. Jude's, and the other to a random business owner who uses Isaacman's payment service. Now, Haley says, "My battle with cancer really prepared me for space travel. It made me tough, and then it also made me think. It really taught me to expect the unexpected and to go along for the ride." And she hopes to show the kids at St. Jude's that the sky is not even the limit anymore, saying it's going to mean so much to these kids to see a survivor in space. So the Inspiration 4 is the first entirely civilian spacecraft, as well as the first privately chartered spacecraft. Isaacman announced the mission on February the 1st, saying that he hoped to raise $200 million for St. Jude's, $100 million of which will be from his own personal fortune. Haley will become the youngest person in space, as well as first astronaut with a prosthesis in her thigh bone, which contains a titanium rod, and she still experiences bouts of pain there occasionally. Jarrett says about Haley, "She's everything we want our team to represent. She's interested in the world around her, devoted to caring for others, and hopeful for a better future for us all. She already inspires me, and I'm certain she'll inspire many others as they get to know her in the course of our mission." Haley's going to space. Hooray!
Well done, Haley.
That is just totally, I mean, one of those seats might have been for you and me, but we don't work at St. Jude's Hospital, so we were really never in with a chance.
We'll get there somehow, Pete. We'll get there somehow.
I hope so, right? Bob. I hope so.